welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Grain farmers from across the state will gather Thursday, January 18th in Bowling Green for the annual Kentucky Commodity Conference. Kentucky Corn and Small Grain Growers Director Laura Noth says this year's event includes special guest speakers, the annual meeting, and a night of celebration.
It's a wonderful opportunity to have guest speakers for agronomy and marketing, and then we have the annual meetings of our organizations. Soybean has their annual meeting, corn growers have their annual meeting, and Small Grain Growers Association have their annual meetings, and tell those farmers that are in at the meeting what, you know, all the activities that we've been engaged in for the year. And then, of course, we get to have a awards banquet and celebrate the accomplishments of many of our growers who've just had outstanding yields this year.
Noth says there is some excitement about this year's featured speakers.
Dr. Nick Paulson, he's with University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Another one that will be a part of our marketing session is Roger Bernard. He works for Informa Economics and just is a super mind in that marketing arena.
This year also includes an early bird session that begins at 7 o'clock.
We added the early riser agronomy session, and we're excited about that. We got some guys here just doing some outstanding yields, and what's the secret? What do they think is the secret, you know? And then we're going to have we always have a good marketing session. We're looking forward to that.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Noth says the annual meetings, which take place in the afternoon, are always an important time for farmers to listen and provide input.
The associations and those volunteer farmer leaders that run those groups, they work so hard for the ag industry throughout the year, and we're always open to what farmers would like to see done. I mean, that's where we want to share what we've been doing, and we want feedback of what they think we need to do next.
She adds the closing banquet is always a great time to celebrate.
Celebrating outstanding yields. We have some leadership awards from some of the organizations. We're so thankful we have wonderful sponsors for this event.
The Kentucky Commodity Conference returns to the Sloan Convention Center at the Holiday Inn. The schedule of events is online at KentuckyCommodityConference.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.